My dear friends, this is Dominic Sola, Christ Intervention Ministries. Always great to be with you. Yesterday we talked about the illusion. You know, the Bible is the word of truth. Satan is the father of all lies. And I'm just realizing how much people who do not live in the illusion that's being broadcasted from TVs and computers and cell phones, how much trouble they're having living in a world that they want reality when everybody around them wants fantasy, and how much that wreaks havoc on the human mind who is looking at reality while all those around them are looking at the fantasy. It sounds a little confusing there, but you know, the thing is that the Bible is a book of reality. There's a heaven, there's a hell. Now, the people who live in the fantasy world don't want the hell. They want that removed. The Bible is a book of truth. The Holy Spirit's the spirit of truth. Now, the world doesn't want truth. Everything is relative to them. So that means truth in one situation is not the same truth in another situation. So I hope you're following me with this. So now that plays with our minds, who those of us who want truth, that when you say that your husband either cheated or didn't cheat, your wife cheated on you or didn't cheat on you, somebody's faithful or not faithful, that these key words in our society that we love so much, that love being one word that we love, but everybody's definition of love is different. So you get into a relationship and you want love, but your mate's definition of love is a totally different thing. So now we have to line up our dictionaries. But how do you line up a dictionary in a world that's living in a fantasy with Christianity that's a reality? See what I'm getting to here? This is why a lot of people are so frustrated in your mind. You feel like you're going insane, because here you are, you see reality with your eyes, you hear reality with your ears, but when you question these people living in a fantasy world, they come back with their fantasy version of what they saw, and you go, wait a minute, that's not what I saw. I saw this with my eyes, I heard this with my ears, and they go, but this is what it really is. So we're fighting for our own sanity. I love that the Bible said God gave us a mind, a stable mind, and so we need to hold on to our stable mind. And I believe that the governments and the ruling powers around the world have conducted this experiment on human beings, and it's worked. And so now they're going from an experiment to full-blown messing with people's minds, that people don't know how to vote, they don't know how to be a husband, they don't know how to be a wife, because it all depends on which programs you're watching, what media you're watching, what cell phone games you're playing, what computer programs you're playing with, and so on and on and on, so that we have lost reality. Well, I speak over you today. If you're one of those people who walk in reality and you cannot stand this fantasy world that we seem to have moved into, that in Jesus' name you have protection around your mind, protection around your heart, protection around your feelings, that you are not crazy, you are not insane, you're not going nuts, that you are walking in a truth. And I pray that the Bible gets so alive inside of you that the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of Truth, will keep you on that road to your destiny, and these fantasies from other people on each side of the road will not take you off your destiny. It will not steer you away. That it will keep you lined up to where you're supposed to be going, that alignment with God. And Abba, Father, Daddy, Papa, God, we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor in Jesus' name. This is Don McSola. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net. That's goodnews@gate.net. I love you. God bless you. And you can go visit my web pages, Prophet Speaks Out. It's hard to Google that. Facebook is blocking that. So if you go to Dominic Sola web pages on the Facebook, that Facebook page, you'll be able to find my Prophet Speaks Out page too there. Or email me and you'll get an automatic email back. We love you. God bless you.